Welcome to the podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson, and you can find me on Instagram at the It's Possible Guy. And today is episode 179, and it's entitled, Putting in the Hours is Different Than Hard Work. Now, why is that distinction really important? Well, show me working hard. Show me hard work. I mean, somebody can sit there in front of a computer staring at it, or, you know, sitting in front of, you know, an assignment that they have to get done and not do anything. An author can sit in front of the page and just stare at it, not doing anything. And some people would say that's working hard. You know, what is the difference between putting in the hours? Like, putting in the hours is, like, I can know how many hours I'm putting into something. But actually, you know, doing the thing. Anything that we want to accomplish in this life is going to take putting in the hours. You know, putting in the time, spending your time doing the things that you want to do. Now, let me share that a different way. It's not about how many days I go to the gym. It's about how many minutes and hours I'm actually lifting weights when I'm at the gym. So it's not so much about, you know, even the thing that I just mentioned about an author sitting in front of a page and not doing anything. Some people would say that author's working hard. Well, we just have to start. No, we just have to start. We just have to take our shots. We just have to follow, like, our desires. We have to follow our inner knowing, our guidance. You know, it's interesting. So I went ice skating with a group last week, and I'm, you know, as long as there's no professional hockey players out there or even high school hockey players, I'm a pretty good skater compared to most people. I can skate pretty well. Well, like I said, most people that have never played hockey or, you know, figure skated or anything, you know, so just compared to your average skater, I'm pretty good. And somebody asked me, they're like, dude, how did you learn how to do that? Well, now I can skate pretty effortlessly. But years ago, that was not the case. And people even ask, like, how did you even get into ice skating? Or how did you even get into ice hockey? Because I love to play ice hockey. And I said, I played street hockey as a kid. And then when I had the opportunity in college, they had an ice hockey class available. And I was like, oh, yes, I absolutely want to play ice hockey. I wanted to try it out. I wanted to see what it was like. I'd never played before. At the time, I really didn't know how to skate. And I just fell in love with ice hockey. So much so that within a few weeks of the class starting, I already had my own skates, my own hockey stick. Like, and by the end of the semester, I already had all my own hockey gear. Why? Because I fell in love. Now, there were some other people that went and played in that ice hockey class, yet probably never played ice hockey again in their lives. But for me, it was just, you know, you try stuff and sometimes you really like it. And so I tried that and I really just enjoyed it. But the other thing that happened, after class each day, I would go to the other side of the rink and I would just practice. I would literally practice skating from one side of that big red circle to the other and practicing what's called the hockey stop, that sideways cut you do into the ice and now that I can do it, it feels amazing. But do you know what it took to get there? It took so much falling. It took so much trying. It took so much frustration. It took so much effort. took so much showing up and putting in the time practicing ice skating. A lot of the things that we want to learn, they do take putting in the time. But I think so often, like, what's the difference between hard work and putting in the hours? You know, I'll give you another example that it might even be better. You know, there's a song that I've been learning on the piano, and there's parts in it that seem, at least from my level, quite challenging. And the first one, I thought, like, this first transition in the song, I thought I would never get. And then I just kept, and the more I thought about how I would never get there, it would literally make me tired. It would literally make me feel tired. And one day, like, as I just kept showing up and doing it and doing it and doing it, I got it. And then I came to the next challenging section, which was pretty much like a measure after that. So, and now I've been working on that little part for a while. Literally, we're talking one single measure, four counts, and I've been working on it for, I mean, and part of it is like you look at it and you just, You want it to be easy. We all want to get to that flow state, that state where things are effortless. You know, like me ice skating around, you know, weaving in and out of people, skating backwards, you know, stopping on really fast. Like, we all want to get to that effortless space in our lives, but it takes putting in the hours to get to that. There are people that can effortlessly play anything on the piano. They've put in the hours. And one time, so one of my uncles is a very, very incredible organist. Just absolutely incredible. Can play probably anything, goes in, plays for churches, like, is just amazing. And there's plenty of times that people say, man, I'd give anything to play like that. It's like, well, I did give everything to play like that. I gave hours and hours. I gave my entire life to play like that. And so when we look and see somebody doing something effortlessly, all you've got to do is start. You don't have to work hard. Like, the reason I keep saying that is the harder that I think I'm working, the more tired I become. Like, even this morning, I was editing a chapter in my book. And when I was thinking, oh my goodness, I just want to get this done. I've just got to finish this. I've got other stuff to do. I did. I started to feel a bit tired. And I had to take a nap. I think naps just kind of reset your mind. So, like, there's days I take 2 and 3 naps that are, I don't know, anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes or thereabouts. And it's so, but like when I got after that nap and after, you know, doing a few more things, I came back to the page and I loved it. I loved the story that I'd written. And so often we're so focused on, you know, working hard. What does that even mean? The more that I don't think I'm working hard, the better I do. If I think when I'm playing basketball that I'm working hard and have to perfect every little shot and, oh my goodness, I got to make sure I got to put in the hard work versus I'm just going to show up and shoot baskets. I'm going to show up and dribble. I'm just going to show up and play my game. That's what I'm really telling you, is show up and play your game without so much thinking about working hard. Yes, if I spend time writing my book each day, then things are going to happen. But if I spend time, especially without too much thinking on my mind about how quickly it's going or how slowly it's going, my life is going to be so much more enjoyable. And I think for each of you and some of you guys that I've even talked to out there that listen to this podcast, You've talked about doing some great and amazing things. Well, and then we psych ourselves out. It's like, oh my goodness, that's going to take so much work. You don't have to worry about that. You just take the next step in front of you, and then the next step, and then the next step, and then the next step. We just have to trust the path enough to take the next step. I had an experience last night that I'm not going to go into too much detail, but the gist of it is, I kept having this thought to talk to this person that was in front of me. And I said something that was so, I don't know, different than what I might normally say. And the amazing part was it led to a beautiful conversation about something that this person that was in front of me that just really needed to hear that day. And they were very grateful. And they'd been looking for some of those answers for weeks. I don't know about you guys. I love to be used as an instrument in the hands of the Lord. I could not do the work that I do without that guidance, without that inspiration that comes from the Spirit, that comes from the Lord. But oh my goodness, do I love being a part of that? Because we worry so much about, you know, working hard and doing things, but truth be told, every great thing comes from a loving Heavenly Father. The hunches, the impressions, the inspiration, the guidance. I want you to do something for me. I want you to take a moment and think of something that you really want to do. Well, did you come up with an intention that you're like, oh, I really want to write this book? I know for me, I thought I had. And then as I thought more about it, years ago, there was a desire that was placed in me that just kind of came to me one day. It was like, huh, and that I could write a cool story about this. And at the time, it was a story about a man that can basically go back in time and fix his life. You know, fix every, like, from the time of childhood, you know, have a special little ring and basically spin it and go back to any time in his life and fix anything. Well, that was the original seed for the story. Now it's, you know, been so many years since then. That was, I don't know, 12 plus years ago, maybe. And it's morphed into something entirely different. And it's morphed into something beautiful. We think that we have to know how everything's going to turn out. I don't know how everything's going to turn out any better than the weatherman. I really don't. And what if we didn't have to know? What if you could just live your amazing, beautiful, incredible life, not trying to figure out how everything's going to work out? And then follow that guidance, follow that direction. And still, if you want to write a book, you got to put in the hours. I love more what Julia Cameron says about those hours. Do you know what those hours are? Those hours are play dates. The carving space in your day for a play date. Could you imagine if everything in your life was a play date? It's like, oh my goodness, I get 45 minutes right now to go write in my book, to write this amazing, really cool story. I get 45 minutes in my schedule to go and learn how to study, like how to become a better coach, how to have better conversations. I get to go spend 45 minutes and connect with incredible and amazing people. And every now and then, some of those might become clients. Could you imagine if your entire day was filled with play dates and magic and wonder? I want you guys to think of the movie Elf. You know, Elf takes all of the... Buddy takes all of... So Buddy's the main character in Elf, and I'm pretty sure most of you have seen it. If not, it's about this human that grows up at the North Pole. And as he grows up at the North Pole, eventually he goes to New York City, and he's still filled with that magic and wonder and joy of Christmas and of all the stuff that comes with it. And he goes into New York City and he's so happy and he's so joyful about everything, and everybody else is not. What if you could live your entire life with joy and wonder and magic and awesomeness and still showing up and putting in the hours? I think that sounds like a pretty good idea. I mean, are you living your life with wonder and joy and amazing things right now? I mean, every one of us has had that experience, you know, where we're doing something that might not be that fun and we figure out ways to make it funner. I mean, when you go to the gym, for example, and put in those hours, if there was no music there, it would sound a lot like one of those prison yards, the old ones where they're just hammering at stones and stuff. That's what it would sound like. Clank, 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 the weights clanking at each other. I mean, but you can go in there and you can get so excited, and you can turn on music that you love, and you can turn on, you know, podcasts that you love like this one, and you can listen to books, you can do all kinds of things. What if we lived our lives with more joy and wonder? Still, while putting in the hours, I think you would experience a much different experience of life. You know, if I think of this podcast, and there have been times, like, if I'm under the gun and nothing is coming for the podcast, meaning if I'm supposed to have one out and it's not coming, yeah, that's rough. But if I'm just here and if I'm present and if it's just coming and flowing and I'm loving it and I'm just throwing myself into this with wonder and joy, I love living in a space of wonder and joy. And sometimes we don't because we're so afraid of how everybody else is going to respond. Live in a state of wonder and joy. It's worth it. Do the things that you love to do. Do the things that you're joyful about, that you're excited about. Let your inner knowing, let your joy be your guidance. You know, every one of us, before we came to this earth, we were so excited and joyful and wondrous about coming to this life. We lived like we were so excited to try stuff, and now the same things that you try, you don't love anymore. You know, I love the movie Click with Adam Sandler, because when something becomes, it feels like a chore to him, then it loses all sense of wonder. And he basically clicks this button, and every time it comes to that area of his life, it skips it over. And by the, you know, within not very long at all, he's skipped through most of his life. you know, he skipped through part of his life because he's like, oh, let me use this skip. He presses the skip button and says, all right, skip till I get my promotion, which he thought he was getting in like 3 months. And years later, he gets this promotion. And and just skipping through all of these beautiful, amazing moments of life, there is such a beauty. There is such a wonder and a joy in our lives if we see it. There's a richness, there's a fullness. And we're so busy, worried about the next thing, worried about how to pay the next bill, worried about all kinds of things. Instead of just being in this beautiful, peaceful, present, glorious moment, the next moment will come. But right now, enjoy this one. Live your life with a sense of wonder and amazement and joy. And if you combine those things of putting in the hours and living in a space of wonder and joy, I think you're going to love your life. So whatever you felt inspired to do today, go do it. And if you need any help, ask yourself this question. What would my life be like if I lived with a sense of wonder and joy? Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back. And go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down. And, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve, and I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see, that you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing it happen. You know, and also, if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co. And in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form. Fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.